Campus FM je prezenta
Platea. Program li l-għana ma esponenti ewlenin fit-teatru.
Li jitkellmu Malino Farrugia.
Platea sem il-kom il-lum edin narġaw nil-taqaw ma' kollin. Willis li l-ħad arbatana interpretazzjoniet varji differenti ta' teatru li interessax. Colin, welcome again in Platea. Last time we were discussing your first experiences and your first parts you did in Malta when you were here as ambassador, as the Australian High Commissioner. Obviously, then when you decided to remain in Malta, because then you decided to settle here. What made you settle in Malta, if I may ask?
Oh, various things. I had the opportunity in the year 2000 to retire early, which I gratefully did. I recreated myself as a teacher of English language.
I see.
And I knew very well that I would get a job in Malta.
Mm-hmm.
I knew also very well that I could resume my relationship with the lovely Nanette Brimmer, my partner to this day.
Yes.
And I knew that I could lead a pleasant, if slightly irresponsible, life back here. So I came back, and I've been teaching here ever since.
Yes, yes.
And Nanette and I have both been involved in theatre here,
which
I enjoy.
Yes, yes.
And I see no reason to change that.
Yes. And the weather is nice, isn't it?
And the weather is nice, yes, yes.
Cream on, cherry on top. Now, you've done various roles, but obviously Shakespeare is an author that you are usually, whenever we do a Shakespeare, there's always Colin Willis. We've worked together when I did Taming of the Shrew,
mm-hmm.
But you've done other roles, other parts. Now, Malta Theatre and Malta.
Mm.
So you've been here around about, 20 years, no? I would say.
Well, not quite.
Not
if
quite,
we count the time as High Commissioner up to now, it's getting close to 15 to 16.
So 15 to 16.
Mm.
But how do you feel that... I asked you a question last time. Theatre has changed, people have changed. Are we changing in Malta as well?
I find it very hard to say. Possibly. Yeah, maybe. But I do find it hard to define. I would say, if anything, the attitude of people in general has become a bit more liberal,
mm-hmm.
a bit more open
mm-hmm.
to new ideas.
Yes.
And we can see that in the carry-on that's been about censorship and so forth.
Yes, thank God for that.
That kind of rigidity, mm-hmm. I think, is disappearing. And obviously that's true of young people, the younger people.
Yes, the younger generations, yes.
But apart from the question of attitudes,
mm-hmm.
I'm just really not in a position to comment greatly, but I will make one remark.
Yes.
That I am absolutely amazed by the wide interest that there is in theatre and the fact that there are many different theatre groups who all attract audiences
yes.
in such a small place.
Yes.
And that the standard
mm-hmm.
of most productions is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so when you can have, for example, at Panto season, you get 18,000 people went to see the MADC Panto.
And
a similar number, I'm quite sure, went to see the Panto at the
Manuel.
And large crowds also go to the Panto in Maltese, at the Maltese in Floriana.
Yeah, yeah.
So all
it's
of these
amazing.
Things going on at the same time, all attracting audiences.
Yes.
Now that is very good, it seems
yes,
to me.
Yes, it's very encouraging. It wasn't like that, but especially Panto, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Panto has become quite a moneymaker, I think.
Well, it has to be. Well, certainly for the MADC.
Thank God for Panto. Otherwise, the MADC can't carry on with the other productions.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so important. I've been in the MADC on committee, and I know the problems that Panto usually pays for the rest of the season.
Yeah, sure.
So make money. But then we've had attitudes now. Not, I wouldn't say attitudes, no. We've had different genre of theatre,
mm-hmm.
and we are being pushed and doing theatre with a very small cast, especially St. James Cavalier. Thank God for St. James Cavalier.
Yes, indeed.
But so while we are getting large audiences for ginormous productions like the Pantos, theatre as such, at the Manuel Theatre, and other places, casts are dwindling, it seems. Why do you think that is happening?
Well, partly it's cost. Partly also it's availability of people.
Mm.
While there are a number of different groups, what you find is that the usual suspects keep appearing.
Yes, that's so very true as well.
I'm a bit concerned about this, actually. I think it's rather difficult for people who are new or want to develop their talents or get the experience to sort of break into particular click cuts. I am involved in, let's call it an initiative at the MADC, to develop what we call the playhouse concept. It's that more plays being put on in the MADC club rooms using the facilities and the resources that are there, which I believe are underused.
Mm.
But that ground is a very, always has been, as I understand it, a very good training ground.
Sure.
So I want to encourage people mm-hmm. who are interested in getting involved in the theatre to come along to these playhouse productions, mm-hmm. and there'll be two at least a year, to learn, get experience, and have a good time.
Yeah, and have a good time. So, let's now go to an extract again from Shakespeare, because we know that Colin enjoys Shakespeare. And let's do the first extract, 12th Night. And you're playing what?
Malvolio.
You're doing Malvolio, the great character Malvolio, the one with yellow stockings.
Cross-garted.
In 12th Night.
M-O-A-I. This simulation is not as the former. Yet, to crush this a little, it would bow to me, for every one of these letters are in my name. Soft. Here follows prose. If this fall into thy hand, revolve. In my stars I am above thee, but be not afraid of greatness. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them. Thy fates open their hands. Let thy blood and spirit embrace them. And to inure thyself to what thou art like to be, cast thy humble slough and appear fresh. Be opposite with a kinsman, surly with servants. Let thy tongue tang arguments of state. Put thyself into the trick of singularity. She thus advises thee that sighs for thee. Remember who commended thy yellow stockings and wished to see thee ever cross-gartered. I say, remember. Go to, thou art made, if thou darest to be so. If not, let me see thee a steward still, the fellow of servants, and not worthy to touch fortune fingers. Farewell, she that would alter services with thee, the fortunate unhappy. Daylight and champagne discovers not more. This is open. I will be proud. I will read politic authors. I will baffle Sir Toby. I will wash off gross acquaintance. I will be point devise the very man. I do not now fool myself to let imagination cheat me. For every reason excites to this, that my lady loves me. She did commend my yellow stockings of late. She did praise my leg being cross-gartered. And in this, she manifests herself to my love, and with a kind of injunction drives me to these habits of her liking. I thank my stars. I am happy. I will be strange, stout, in yellow stockings, and cross-gartered, even with the swiftness of putting on. Jove and my stars be praised.
Back to Platea, Colin Willis, interpreting Malvolio from TwelfthNet. Yes, you were explaining that we need to encourage people, and MADC has done a great job in, years ago, starting the one-act plays, the competitions that I remember many, many moons
ago.
Lots of people were discovered there. Lots of people were given their first chance. And
they've all come from there, as far as I know.
No, no, the 40-year-olds have all come from that. In my time, it was different. It was when we had two reproductions. Francis de Beir cycle. I was lucky to take part in the Francis de Beir cycle. Something like 50 years ago now. Nearly.
Gosh,
my God.
Oh, gosh.
Better not mention that. But yes, MADC is doing a good job. There are other groups, and the Manuel Theatre itself is doing a very good job in promoting theatre. Do you think that we need to change our repertoire, really? At the same time, although we're doing some very good things, but what are we missing? Are we missing anything in our repertoire?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. For example, we had just recently Molière in Maltese.
Yes.
I'd like to see more classical plays, so restoration comedies, for example.
You got that.
But the problem is, of course, they're too damned expensive. I mean, costumes, the whole lot, the big casts.
Yeah, if you manage to get a cast who speak English properly, but then we're not doing them in Maltese either. And Maltese is a language that can lend itself beautiful for
sure.
Sure. I mean, I've done from French, one from French to for the early Alliance Française, and it worked out beautifully. And as you are saying, if we were to do restoration in Maltese, it could be quite interesting.
Sure.
I think we need to go back to the classics, as you were saying. At the same time, we're missing it because people are coming for the Panto, and you think they won't come for such productions?
Well, I...
They used to.
I'm not sure, but the audience may well have changed. That's because I think what happens is that people think of the theatre as an amusing night out. So they don't have to work too hard, I guess. So that it's sort of the modern comedy of manners sort of thing, that are relatively easy or simple to cast. Put them on as St. James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as you rightly say, thank God for St. James.
Yes.
But two acts, less than 2 hours. Modern, funny evenings.
Well, in a way, I understand. Even I, when it's longer than 2 acts, we tend to get restless, no? And people start moving and start coughing. We can't sit down for more than 1 hour per act. But one other question. You come from a different country, from a different continent. On the other hand, you've seen lots of theatre here, but we don't have theatre in Maltese. We don't have much theatre in Maltese. I mean, we do have some authors nowadays, but we're not producing all that much. We're not talking about, although there's Mario Philip now, was trying to do some work. Albert Marshall, obviously. Yep, yep, yep. We had Alfred Sahn. We have and Portelli. Why do you think this is happening? How do you look at it as a person from outside this environment?
Oh, I say jolly good thing. I can't contribute,
no,
but
can't
I can
contribute.
Cheer from the sidelines.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah.
In other countries, but what I was trying to get at, in other countries that you've been in, was there any theatre that belonged to the genre of according to the country? Was the same situation like Malta, usually productions in English? Or did they produce their own theatre that spoke about their own environment, about their own society?
Oh, absolutely.
They had that?
In Tokyo, oh yes.
In Tokyo,
oh,
okay.
Yeah, you bet.
Really?
Lots of, if you like, let's call it underground theatre.
Uh-huh.
At the same time as the traditional Japanese theatre, like Kabuki and mm-hmm. Noh theatre, plus an occasional adaptation into Japanese of, let's call it Western plays. For example, I once saw a production of The Mikado done in Japanese.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, oh, sure. There's a lot of different kinds of theatre going on in Tokyo, big place, and most of which is completely incomprehensible to me.
Sure,
but in Buenos Aires, for example, sure, there's a strong theatre tradition. Opera, in particular, is very strong.
Yes, yes, I see.
Geneva, I'm not so sure.
You weren't conscious of any.
No, it tends not to be. Thing.
No, so it was English.
A bit of opera.
A bit of opera.
No, I'm just talking about theatre in general in these places. So sure, I mean each culture will have its own thing, but my involvement in any of this, of course, was simply just with the English language group. So,
yeah,
which
sure.
is often a very small part, like in Tokyo, a very small part of the theatre scene. Very small.
So, we'll now listen to another extract. And Colin has decided on something now more romantic, obviously. Romeo and Juliet, and what are you doing from Romeo and Juliet?
Friar Lawrence. Delivering a homily about plants.
Okay, so... Friar Lawrence, Colin Willis, and Romeo and Juliet.
The grey-eyed morn smiles on the frowning night, checkering the eastern clouds with streaks of light, and fleckered darkness like a drunken reels from forth day's path and Titan's fiery wheels. Now ease the sun advance his burning eye, this day to cheer and night's dank dew to dry. I must upfill this osier cage of ours with baleful weeds and precious juiced flowers. The earth that nature's mother is her tomb. What is her burying grave that is her womb? And from her womb children of diverse kind, we sucking on her natural bosom find many virtues excellent. None but for some, and yet all different. Oh, mickle is the powerful grace that lies in plants, herbs, stones, and their true qualities. For not so vile that on the earth doth live, but to the earth some special good doth give. Nor aught so good, but strained from that fair use, revolts from true birth, stumbling on abuse. Virtue itself turns vice, being misapplied, and vice sometimes by action dignified. Within the infant rind of this weak flower, poison hath residence, and medicine power, for this being smelt with that part cheers each part, being tasted slays all senses with the heart. two such opposed kings encamp them still, in man as well as herbs, grace and rude will. And where the worser is predominant, full soon the canker death eats up that plant.
Back to Plater, Colin Williams as Friar Lawrence. Colin, we have been talking about various aspects of theatre, and at the same time, we in Malta were lucky enough to be present, and we have had various amount of productions that you took part. Do you you had mentioned that once you managed to get a director from Australia, no? What was that story?
Well, this was an initiative that I took when I was the High Commissioner back in 1998 or 9, forget which. And I wanted to bring an Australian play to Malta, and I wanted an Australian director to come and do it.
Okay.
And
why not that one of us Maltese? It was a good idea.
Because this is me flag waving for Australia. So
rightly so.
We made an arrangement with the Manuel Theatre to do an Australian play called Gulls, with a local cast and an Australian director. The director was a friend of mine who had directed me in a couple of plays at Canberra Repertory Society, so I knew him and his work. So he came and worked with a Maltese cast, and we achieved a very successful production.
It was,
It was a good play. It was well done.
With the gulls flying all over the theatre.
And
puppets, obviously.
No, it was all a very good exercise. And just by coincidence, I've been in Australia recently, and I had a little meeting with the director, Colin Anderson, who came here, and he remembers his time here very fondly. He asked after all the people, like Edward Machia and Jane Marshall and Mary Lou Coppini and Ray Kalea, all these stars of today.
Yes.
So there was a good connection established, and I think it was a good experience for everybody.
So before we close the end of the program, let's have Colin now giving us another interpretation, Shakespeare again, as you like it. Now, what have you chosen?
The speech on the Seven Ages of Man by Jaques from As You Like It.
Colin Willis interpreting.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. And they have their exits and their entrances. And one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages. At first the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms. Then the whining schoolboy with his satchel and shining morning face creeping like snail unwillingly to school. And then the lover, sighing like a furnace, with a woeful ballad made to his mistress's eyebrow. Then a soldier, full of strange oaths, and bearded like the pard, jealous in honour, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation even in the cannon's mouth. And then the justice, in fair round belly, with good capon lined, with eye severe and beard of formal cut, full of wise saws and modern instances. And so he plays his part. The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch on side, his youthful hose well saved, a world too wide for his shrunk shank, and his big manly voice turning again toward childish treble, pipes and whistles in his sound. Last scene of all,
that ends this strange, eventful history is second childishness, mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything.
Marvelous speech being interpreted by Colin Willis from As You Like It, Seven Ages of Man. Colin, your last thought about theatre, what would you like to see more in theatre? What would you like theatre to be doing in Malta? What would you like to be doing? There are so many. What are your aspirations, maybe?
My aspirations are purely selfish.
In the theatre.
I wish to be cast in good plays, and I maybe do a little bit more directing now that I'm getting
really?
A bit
yes.
older. Yeah,
I
maybe.
See.
Anyway, but I do have a bee in my bonnet about Maltese theatre, if I may be permitted
to let it fly.
That is to say, it's been a concern of mine that there's not enough attention paid here to diction and clarity.
How much I agree with you.
And that it, sometimes my experience has been that if it looks okay, it's okay.
No, it's not okay.
I'm a words man myself.
Yes, I agree with you.
So I just would like to see directors taking more care about getting their actors to speak clearly. That's all.
And with that, we have to end this program. Thank you very much, Colin Willis, in sharing your experiences and sharing your thoughts with us in Plateia. In Selmulek, as we say in Maltese.
Thank you, Lino. It's been my pleasure.
Kontu edin tisimaw Plateia. Program li laqqani ma' esponenti ewlenin fit-teatru.
Nitkellmu ma' Lino Farrugia.
Tekniċi Carmenu Grech u Kenneth Mizzi.